from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
What do you know about Kyle's growth?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
No more. Good afternoon. We're monitoring the Brandon Ayuk situation.
The baby is not here. It was wrong.
Not yet.
Yeah.
But will it be here? In the next 2 hours, in the next 2 days.
We got pretty good luck of breaking news on this show.
Define luck?
Like, some things have broken. Now, if you say which ones, I'm going to be like, oh, I can't remember.
Yeah.
But we've had a lot of stuff happen while we're on the air.
Hey, Evan. Oh, shoot, he's not listening.
I don't blame him. Now, what were you going to say? I got you.
Yeah, I was going to. Let's go to Big Earn. Hello? Let's go to Big Earn. What do you say?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Hey.
Almost afternoon.
Yeah.
Hey. So I was just wondering, man, if you guys can be my therapist in this whole Ayuk ordeal, because my head's spinning.
Okay.
I just need some rhyme and reason.
Sure.
I feel like, you know, we've been to this road before with, like, say, with the Bosa thing, and well, obviously, Debo, Bosa let us all wait at the last minute. And I get it, you know, it's whether it's staff, whether it's players. I mean, I understand how you did all the heavy lifting on his, but I hate to say, you know, his family kind of made him look bad with the whole, you know, PR part of it. I know he's trying to be the professional, but it's when family steps in, it taints the whole thing. But it don't matter. At the end of the day, it's like, what is his worth? And
right.
I just feel like pay the man. I mean, he did the performance. We saw him last year, the deflection, the immaculate deflection. You know, he was the Mr. Highlight man. But like you said, though, Goo, when it's like, maybe he needs to get open more, and that's why they don't go to him as much. But he's just right up there with the Justin Jeffersons, you know, and all that. But I don't know, you guys. I need some help trying to clarify this whole thing, because it saddens me, because I've been a Niner fan since the 80s, and I hate to see him go, and I want him to haunt us, just like in Bay Area history. Every time a player leaves, that the team we love always comes back and haunts our ass, and I don't want that to be the case with Ayuk.
Wow.
Goo?
Yeah, I charge a copay,
I want you to address this, because you're considered more optimistic and positive than I am, and he needs uplifting.
I have nothing for him right now because the cabinets are bare. I agree with him. If you let this kid get away, you are going to take a step, maybe two backwards. And for all the, hey, it's just August, such and such, don't worry about anything. McCaffrey's calf is barking. Not going to practice for 2 weeks, okay?
That's one.
Now your young stud, the 18-year-old, I just call him that because he's young, all of a sudden has shoulder issues.
Like, not all this of a sudden, is he's been injury prone.
We got to play that Herb sound again. But this has all the ingredients for like a nightmare. So why wouldn't you? It's revenge. You want to get right back, and you got the throne of the National Football Conference. You're going to let Ayuk walk. Like, I just, partner, I'm shocked, man, if this happens. He hadn't left yet.
Purdy, McCaffrey, Kittle, Deebo Samuel, Trent Williams, Fred Warner, Bosa. This team's still loaded. Don't you ever forget it.
Well, they don't have Trent.
Yeah, come
God,
on.
God, Evan, help me. I was sleeping at the wheel.
They'll acquiesce. Everybody says so. Hey, by the way, Evan, I'm glad I have you on right now. We've got a good question from the Xfinity Mobile text line from the 530. Who's hosting with me? They want to know who's hosting with me tomorrow.
Oh, my.
Now that, what? Laughing a little too hard. Dude, things happen. People get sick. Uh-huh. I had food poison last time. COVID. I think I had COVID more than anybody at the station.
No, that's great to hear.
That's not something to brag about.
No, I'm just saying. I got out my shots. It's not funny. It's getting old.
No, it's actually, I think it's in its prime.
Like, what are you talking about? A new show funny. Debuting. Yeah, wow. That's pretty good. I give it to you.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Do you feel any differently after talking to one Andrew Filippone from the afternoon show on our sister station, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh? Do you feel any different about, you know what, a trade is imminent? I thought I did, Stoney. It's wore off. Dude, like, come on.
We can't get that first half hour back where you assumed it was true.
I'm like, this is where this thing is at. Are they really going to do this?
Is Ayuk really going to do this?
Well, I think he's already told you.
Yeah. 650 wants me to, Stiney, can you read Goo Ayuk's playoff numbers, please?
Now, hey, you don't have to. That is a head scratcher, but it's across the board.
Yeah.
Do you think they make the Super Bowl last year without Brandon Ayuk, Stiney?
Great question.
Boy, that's a good question. I don't.
Yes or no?
No. There you go. He's happy. I gave you the answer you wanted.
But don't think about it like that.
No, but the fact that you took that long to consider it means actually you do believe it.
That's a compliment to Brandon.
And you have a good player. Yeah. He's a good player.
But he's better.
I like the player.
But what I fear, like guys like you and gals like you, you'll be like, he was a great player. If he's gone and you see some things with this offense.
Oh, you think I'm going to revisionist history.
Right. Because there's going to be another Ayuk scoreboard with this offense if he is traded. Like, oh, boy. Stoney, I'm telling you, man, he bailed this team out. And that's what good receivers do on third down, man. Be careful what you wish for.
They're not wishing for this.
He's being greedy. He needs to show up and play.
Give me one person who's wishing for this.
No.
Thank you.
But there are a lot that are trying to call him out of character.
Be careful
he's
what you wish
greedy.
For.
This ain't the 70s. Get your money.
People weren't greedy in the 70s?
Not like football players had second jobs.
That's
Rocky Blyer?
You're thinking of Bob Cousy.
Rocky Blyer, that era, LC Greenwood.
I think Rocky Blyer
Stabler.
Was in Vietnam.
Yeah, Sears Roebuck. They had two jobs. Money wasn't what it is now.
My dad was a high school teacher. He drove a bread truck in the summer.
Because he wanted to, not because he had to make ends meet.
We needed the money.
Oh, boy.
He had a fat son named Matt who ate his way out of the Mighty Mite starting lineup
in
fifth grade.
Real quick here. Yeah. It's our show.
I know.
Did your parents work at your school?
No. Not my school, but my brother and sister's school.
That's why I didn't go to that school. That had to be hell.
Yeah, so they, how about this? My mom and dad, and we'll get to back to Ayuk.
Yeah.
No, my mom and dad were both English teachers at the same high school, and they had their rooms next to each other.
Oh, that's nightmare.
Yeah, they're divorced now.
Oh, boy, but
well,
the
my
kids.
Father's dead.
They had to be straight A's.
They were good students, but then I was the third child, and they said, you know what? Let's not have Maddie come to the school that we teach at. It's just not. It's just not. So then I went to a Catholic school.
Wow, you got lucky, man.
And let me tell you what I did. I came back to haunt the Muhlenberg Mules, baby. Just like Ayuk's going to do
bring it up.
From Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. D3.
Here's a positive spin guy. One of our favorites. If you've never seen him,
Skinny Bob.
He looks a little like Steph Curry. His name is Antonio, and he lives in Oakland. What's up, my man?
Hey, yeah. Hey, you've seen me before. But anyway, man, like, as far as Brandon Ayuk getting traded, you know, I'm like 70% wanting him to stay, but 30%, you know, I don't mind him getting traded. Like, if he get traded to the Steelers, I want, as soon as they just drafted Zach Frazier in the second-round pick. If it's to the Browns, I want Amari Cooper and a second-round pick. That's what I'm saying. And Amari Cooper can replace him for a season, you know what I'm saying? But honestly, man, I use a top five receiver to me, including blocking. He's that dude, but hey, I'm all about the team, man. So.
Yeah, Antonio, real quick, have you ever heard of Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones?
I heard of him.
Yeah, you can't always get what you want. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you telling.
Yeah.
Thanks, A.
He said top five.
Love A.
Yep.
Oh, well, you do know the rest of those lyrics, Tiny. Because if you try sometimes, you just might find you get what you need.
They don't need IU, clearly.
I hadn't heard it that far ever. That's a, wow, I got to put that on in the caddy.
Yeah. Oh, boy. It's been a fun show.
Rough offseason for the Niners, I think that's fair to say. You give me the Cal Tommy or anybody of his liking, Stoddy, that wrote a, I don't want to say scorching article about the Niners front office, I'll wait. I mean, I loved every minute of it because I felt that way. But, Stoddy, they have not handled their business.
What is this sport?
Lock in.
We have seven TVs in here. Yeah. I happened to glance at one. I'm actually watching an Olympic sport I've never seen in my entire life.
And I did a gripe about this Friday. Like, I don't know what this is.
He wants to travel.
It's soccer, but they're
That's
throwing
a travel.
It.
He's walking.
It's called a handball.
Is this the new handball? Oh, my. When did handball have a net?
When did handball involve more than two players?
And handball was up against the wall, like racquetball. We should be embarrassed.
What is this sport?
And they got a coach.
Oh, they've got a staff.
And it's 32-31. What?
Lock in.
Oh, yeah. Back to the Niners.
Oh,
this is embarrassing.
I don't want to lose this guy, but I can't move him up in line. Let's go to Shaka in Berkeley first.
Shaka.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Man, hey. Stanny, your professionalism and journalism is second to none, man. Oh. And Guru, you Guru, boo.
Right. I'll take it from you, sucker.
You know, man, I love this show. Hey, I want to talk about Williams, man. I want to talk about Ayuk also, but it's like him won the contract at the same time that Ayuk had already had, was protesting, kind of made it bad on Ayuk because, you know, Williams is one of, like, to me, he's the third best tackle that ever played football in the NFL. Mm. Think of Anthony Munoz in Cincinnati.
Munoz.
Arch Hill, Oakland, man. I rate him that highly, man. So he's fast, he's agile. And how many games did they win without him? None.
Wow.
So so with his impact, you've got to take care of him first. Uh-huh. I feel bad for Isaac, man, but I know he's going to land on his feet because he went to junior college. Then he made it to Arizona State. Then he made his first-round pick, and he was in the doghouse. He's a fighter, man. He's going to keep on fighting, man. I just want to say that, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it. You know, on my big board, I don't quite have Trent Williams as high as Shaka. But I got him mid. I got him like what? Let me. I haven't compiled my complete left tackle list.
Tyron Smith in his prime is top five for me for the Cowboys.
How about Mandarich?
Oh my God! Yeah. Hey, Steiner. He did say something that it doesn't fix or rectify this problem, but. When it's all said and done, the timing of McCaffrey doing his deal in the middle of the night, Trent saying, I want more money, they're not going to do it because of, their teammates are up or whatnot. They don't care. They're about themselves. But I wonder how much of this is about bad timing. But I thought talent ruled that out. Like, we're going to pay the people that are worthy. And I'm not worried about Lenore and all the other guys. We could come up with a list of names. Brandon Ayuk, to me, is a top 10 receiver. Why would I want to say bye-bye to that for some money?
Why did the Oklahoma City Thunder say bye-bye to James Harden? Because they didn't have the money.
Yeah, but Stoney, he wasn't really James Harden then. I don't think if they knew what he was going to be, his ass would have stayed in a Thunder uniform. I really firmly believe that.
Okay, how would that have worked?
One of the other two would have left.
Oh, that would have been great.
I'm not saying it would have worked. I just think they thought, yeah, cute. Yeah, I mean, he's a pretty good player.
You know, I bet Joe Staley.
Yeah.
Like Joe Staley.
I ain't mad at it.
Don't let the Niners get Dan Moore in here.
Oh, boy. Dude, we're almost at 1 o'clock, Stoney. That trade don't happen.
He's a road grader. Oh, we got to do it. This is going to be interesting. It always is. I usually just let this guy go. Javier in Vacaville.
Our man.
What's up, Javier? How you doing?
How you doing? Mr. Steinman, Mr. Derry the Guru Johnson. So,
talk to us, baby.
Just a sense of somber, you know, like this is just incompetence at its finest. We're talking about a receiver who hasn't displayed anything but excellence and developed through a homegrown product being selected in the first round 4 seasons ago. I mean, he literally is the only receiver since Anquan Boldin 10 seasons ago to have back-to-back 1,000-yard receiving seasons for the 49ers. He is the best blocking receiver in the NFL, and if anybody wants to discuss that, let's argue. I mean, he's the best perimeter blocker in the league at the receiver position. And what needs to be understood is there's two key points is I love Deebo Samuel, but when Deebo Samuel is hurt, which happens once every 3 to 4 weeks, who are the Niners rolling out their receiver outside of Juwan Jennings? We're talking about Pearsall, who's already hurt. We're talking about the fifth round pick, number 83 that they got last April. Are we talking about Trent Taylor, a journeyman punt returner who is back with a second stint with the 49ers? Who are we talking like? This is not a means to we'll just figure it out and still get to week 21 in February. It's not going to happen. Mm. Trent Williams isn't getting younger. The defense, like, and what most pertinent is that they paid Kittle, Warner, Trent Williams, obviously, McCaffrey, Tre'Davious Ward, Deebo Samuel. You know, 3/4 of those guys, give or take, are all homegrown talent players. And the reason why maybe I'm a little biased towards Brandon Ayuk is I'm a 4-year college football player, but I played 2 years junior college football just like him. And he's a Northern California junior college grad, Sierra College Rockman. Went to ASU, balled out, got out the mud the way I got it out the mud.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is this, is Brandon Ayuk, you tell me right now, this is a rerun from 4 years ago. The 49ers, even with me calling out the pick of Javon Kinlaw, they should have learned their lesson when they shouldn't have traded DeForest Buckner, and they said, we're going to bet on ourselves, make the right selection, and or find a replacement. And did that ever work out? No. Because if they could rerun and they had the time, they would have kept DeForest, and they wouldn't have let him go. He was a homegrown talent that they utilized and coached him and made him become a more than efficient 3-tech in their defensive scheme and was a Pro Bowl, all-pro defensive tackle. You're telling me 4 or 5 years later, they're like, yeah, we would have done the same thing? Hell no. And you're going to tell me Brandon Ayuk's going to walk out the door and they're like, yeah, we're still going to go to the bowl. In what world, dog? This is not Madden. I love Deebo Samuel. What week is he going to get hurt, gentlemen? Week 6? The second round of the playoffs? Mm. And if so, who are you throwing the ball to? They're going to bracket Kittle. Juwan Jennings is a great player, but he ain't no Brandon Ayuk, and we know that.
All right, Javi. Thanks for the call. Appreciate
it. Go ahead, Bart.
Let me.
I'm ready to go.
You know, Deebo. We say, oh, Brandon Ayuk was professional. Let's be honest. He got in here. He was lazy.
Hey,
he didn't.
Kyle never said that.
He didn't block early in his career. Not very coachable. And here's the other thing.
He sounded like the dude on the grass.
Here's the sign of somebody who's reaching. You're a wide receiver who blocks. Oh God.
Jerry Rice. Michael Irvin. It's a prerequisite for all the great ones.
Yeah, that's what I want. I wanted Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to shoot threes.
But I'll tell Javier, that was a stew call.
I'm kidding.
I'll listen all day on how they try to plan to replace this guy. And the Pearsall shoulder thing and the Herm
Edwards.
Haven't played the Herm Edwards sound.
That's because it's not on the board.
You got to find it. But also, we got to put some respect. Joe Staley.
What about
one
him?
Of the greatest to ever do it? Didn't mention him.
We actually haven't mentioned the greatest left tackle of all time. Joe Thomas.
That's who I was.
Joe Thomas. Yeah. John Sally. Thank you.
Munoz.
Get out of here.
Better mustache.
So our guy Ken texts me. Our guy Ken. New who? York. The board up Ken, the producer. So he texts me Joe Thomas.
Yeah.
And I butchered it and said Joe Stanley. Oh, the bloopers of my life, man. So you got credit for saying Thomas. He fed me Thomas. And I was and I say Staley, who was a stud too, but put your glasses back on.
By the way, did you see who passed?
No.
Oh, I thought
serious. No,
I thought you were a fan.
What?
Of the Cowboys.
No,
Dwayne Thomas.
Oh, come on, man!
Yeah. I think I saw that.
Are you serious?
Yes,
I hadn't seen
it. You think or you know?
It's. I read a headline. It said Cowboys great Thomas passes 70 years old.
Wow, that's just young, man. How did I miss that?
Well, you're not a fan.
I've been working out, going to bed early. Seriously, staying off Twitter.
Rest in power.
Yeah, rest in peace,
Thomas.
Let's just hope you got it. Well, hopefully you're wrong.
Yeah, he passed.
All right. R.I.P. I missed that.
He was a hell of a...
I'm surprised my family hadn't reached out.
Yeah, he was part of their first Super Bowl win, right?
He was great.
Yeah. You know, the last caller said it's not Madden. Javier said it. And he used it the other way, but I think he's right.
He's being real.
It's not Madden. But I maybe they got to make up for it if he's gone in
it's
other areas.
It's Maddening. How about that? Yeah. You just went to the Super Bowl. I think,
what's
yeah,
that?
You were just in the Super Bowl.
Oh, so
if you think you're
going
to just take one of your best players away and just mosey on down the field, you got another thing coming. And for the Brock Purdy, we're on the fence people, because they're a lot. I know he's good, but in a year that his check and those millions are just going up, and could you imagine if he struggles without IU?
Then they won't make the mistake of paying him $60 million.
And that's where you and I are different.
Period.
There's no celebration there. Hey, who's having a party? We ain't got to pay. That means things went wrong, partner.
No,
there's
it doesn't.
No winning that.
No. No, I disagree. If Brock Purdy quarterbacks this season without Brandon Ayuk and he looks ordinary, then guess what? He's not going to get paid 60, so you prevented yourself from making that mistake.
But where are you on the field?
You got to get another quarterback.
Playoff loss, or
you got to get another quarterback.
And that would be a nightmare on Niner Street
because
you've got one for the next 10 years.
So do you think you've got one with Brandon Ayuk, but not without Brandon Ayuk?
No, my point is it helps Brock Purdy be the best version of himself and that offense click.
Right. But in a real world, you can't pay. You're on the money. All of the money. I love this in a way. They're going to get a better assessment, a more accurate assessment. If this is true, if they don't have Ayuk, they'll get a better assessment.
So
of
did
Brock
Bosa
Purdy.
Take it all? What? Because Pop,
the
yeah,
winner
Ponzi
takes
and
it all.
Bosa, blame Bosa. I'll never blame one player for cleaning up. But do you think
you
could have left something
player.
In the refrigerator to where my man could have came and got something?
Fault. It's not his fault.
Well, it's the Niners' fault for not for saying hey. We got to think about tomorrow, too.
Exactly. So do the Warriors. So do the Giants. So do the Eagles.
Well, everybody got paid for the dubs.
Not Clay.
For the second.
Okay.
You know what I mean.
Wait, so you'd be willing to, Steiny, move off of Ayuk and not give yourself the best chance to win a Super Bowl just to find out if Brock Purdy is a decent quarterback?
That's what it's, thank you, Evan. That's what it
wrong.
Sounded like. Please
I
explain.
Said I was looking for silver linings. Wow. Look it up.
Well, but how could you expect him to be better without one of his guys?
Exactly.
Well, so he's not going to look better.
Probably not. But you get a realistic look at him with a team that he's likely going to have to quarterback for in a year or two, when you know you're going to have to take a weapon or two away from him, most likely.
Why do it now as opposed to just prolong it? Why not try and give him one more year with everyone?
Because
you're going to have to move on eventually.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong. But if they've drawn the line with Ayuk for whatever reason, I'm not saying that, they did it to get an assessment of, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, but Ayuk leaves, okay? Purdy has a year, whatever kind of year, good year, bad year, middle, da-da-da-da-da. Like, you have a better
understanding.
Understanding of what he is when you pay, when you write the check for whatever you're going to have to write the check
for. That would be bad for, I believe, all 49er fans.
Let me tell you what would be worse.
That means the guy that we thought had it.
Let me tell you what would be worse.
A little bit.
You pay Ayuk $30 million.
Yeah.
Then you go out and win two playoff games and lose in the Super Bowl again. And then you pay Purdy $55 million, but it costs you Ayuk or it costs you Debo. And then you realize, oh my God, he isn't the same quarterback without all the weapons. We just paid a guy $55 million who might not be as good as we thought he was.
Man.
That to me is worse, believe it or not.
I mean, this is going to sound crazy off the cusp, but Evan, help me. When have we seen a guy like Ayuk do pretty much everything he was supposed to? And I'll just say that from a standpoint of production on the field after the little doghouse, if you want to call it that, and not get rewarded.
He doesn't have to be rewarded right now. He's under contract.
Yeah, but Andrew, yeah.
Gotta go.
Yep.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Brandon Ayuk leaving? Feels like we might be headed down that road. Maybe not. That's all I got for you. I don't know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Not know. What's coming up on the game? That's something we do know. It's presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
You reap what you sow, brother.
I listen basically to you guys and the guys before you, Tiny and the over-emotional one.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I didn't like over-emotional. That sounds like I got something. like a sickness. I don't like that.
Well, that's
over
coming tomorrow.
Emotional. Oh, hey, dude, you need to lay off, buddy.
He deserved it.
Hey, wow. The good news is the, and this is where, and this is what I've tried to be explain to you for the last 4 weeks. So the Giants, they lost, but they're still only 4.5 back of the wild card.
Yeah.
But here's what you always fail to realize. Blake Snell, he stinks.
Tonight!
They lost another game to the Padres. They lost a game to the Diamondbacks. They lost a game to the Cardinals.
But not to the third place team, which are the Braves right now. They've lost three in a row.
They lost a game to the Reds, who are now right on their back.
The Reds are 6 out.
5.5.
Okay, but still, Giants are ahead of the Reds.
By one game.
Yeah, keep winning. Birdsong, I thought they were up 4-0.
Oh, you thought it was over.
I swear I did.
Of course you did.
I did.
Of course you did.
Me and Norm.
Couple things
or Norm and I.
Couple things I want to bring up. 415 from the Xfinity Mobile text line. Steiny, you were kidding about Ayuk's blocking, right?
Ah, kidding?
Oh, boy.
I'd say more tongue-in-cheek.
For the betterment of the show, understand. You just say you were kidding.
Tongue in cheek.
Blocking matters. And the great receivers do it. T.O., Rice, Michael Irvin, Ayuk.
How good a blocker is Tyreek Hill?
What?
I thought he was the best receiver in the game.
But he's a bad.
It's just like Russell Westbrook. Well, if rebounding's defense, how come he's a terrible defender? He averages 11 a game.
He's a Hall of Famer, too. Leave Russ alone.
Stinks. Yeah. Just like Brandon Ayuk.
Man, no, I'm just kidding. Where's this thing going, man?
Pittsburgh.
I'm fatigued. Like, I need
no,
to
you're
know.
Not.
I want to look at the
you're
baby.
You're not acting fatigued.
I'm fired up.
You got some energy.
Yeah.
Filippone on the clock.
That is pretty, man. He did it. Hey, Cowherd, too. You were gone last Thursday. Oh, here, Adele's going to come down in the last. Nothing at crickets. So he was wrong last week. Can we hear the Herm Edwards sound of the possible Ayuk replacement? Dude, you're going to call me crazy and over-emotional?
Yeah, of course.
I remember that lady. But listen to this from the guy that coached Pearsall in college.
All right. This is Herm Edwards talking about the Iron Man, Ricky Pearsall.
He's a guy you got to be careful with.
Oh.
He overworks. He's that kind of guy. And he had some hamstring issues when he was with us as well, you know, because he's one of the guys, doesn't want any rest. He goes 100 miles an hour. You got to protect him from himself, you know. And I told John and them that when they drafted him, I said, the thing you got to do with Ricky now, because he's going to go hard. He doesn't understand this is a walkthrough. That this is, you know, that's how he functions. So he'll be fine.
Well, I'm
define fine,
yeah,
Herm.
And I got to say something, Herm.
Oh.
You got to check his ass.
Who?
Any player that, like, that's not cute. Oh, Steiny goes so hard he gets hurt. Sit your ass down and we'll tell you, slow down, because we need you for the game. Like, that's not a cute trait to have. Oh, you got to, slow down, especially if you know you could possibly be hurt, and then you hurt all of us because we don't have your services. But Steiny, for his shoulder, not games, to flare up twice, and this is just practice, be careful what you wish
They're
for.
Not, nobody's wishing for this. Stop.
No, I'm talking about Ayuk.
Yes.
Steiny, I don't think Kyle and John, who played the game, Kyle grew up in it.
Oh.
I honestly can't believe they will come to a decision which would remove Brandon from this year's roster. I'm ready to put it in the cap. I swear, like, if you want to make a wager now, a friendly wager Friday at the cafeteria,
no.
I'll tell you he will not be traded. That's how I feel like. They're not doing that to themselves. He'll hold out, but he will not be in somebody else's uniform.
Put that in the cap, please, because –
Well, I got one in the cap that he's going to be out of town, him and Clay, so I'm 50-50. But, man. Oh, yeah,
it's called a hedge.
Mush.
Yeah, I guess it is. Cal in San Jose. What's up, Cal? How you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I want to talk about Brandon Ayuk because this is something that rarely gets mentioned. He calls himself a Ferrari, and I love Brandon Ayuk. I think he's fantastic, and I hope he comes back with the Niners. But here are the facts. In the postseason, Brandon Ayuk has played 9 playoff games for the Niners. He has a total of 24 catches. That's less than three per game. He has a grand total of one touchdown in nine playoff games. He averaged 45 yards per game at playoff game in 21, 36 yards per game in 22, and 49 yards per game in 23, meaning he never averaged more than 50 yards in any playoff games. And he was a non-factor in the Super Bowl because he couldn't get away from man coverage. So I love Ayuk, but I don't think he's one of the elite receivers in the league, and he shouldn't pay as such.
Cal, let me ask you a question.
That's caller of the day,
Cal,
boy.
Let me ask you a question, though. How many? He's played nine playoff games.
He was a baby.
How many 100-yard receiving games did he have in the play? Has he had in the playoffs?
None.
Goose That's egg. A great call. Yeah.
What's
the
his
most he's what, ever averaged yeah, in him. A playoff game? The most he's ever averaged is 49 yards, and he has in nine games he has one touchdown. So I mean, I love him. I want him back. But if you want to be paid like a top dog, you've got to be that guy that when the game is on the line, the team can turn to you and you make that play to win.
Okay, hey, let me say something to you. Let me say something to you. This is phenomenal, and the numbers are what they are. But life sometimes are beyond the numbers. And if you watch Ayuk, and especially his emergence last year, what is this passing game without him? Just think about that for the rest of the day. If you don't have him, I'm talking to him, Steiny, what is your passing game?
They know what it's like.
Those numbers,
it's like
that
a
was
playoff
incredible.
Game.
Yeah, that's more on Kyle than it is on Ayuk, man. Six targets in the damn Super Bowl, Steiny. He caught three.
Get open.
He was open, and your boy overthrew him.
Nah.
Like, I heard Bonte this morning, and I hate that I agree with them. There's almost a part of me that wants the Niner fans to see, the ones that are pro, let IU go, what life will be without them. And that old song, you never know what you had until it's gone.
You don't even know who sings it.
B.B. King. Steiny, stop.
Joni Mitchell.
There's 10 versions of it. But come on, man. Hey, Ayuk was a baby. Ayuk was a baby on some of those games. But hey, the numbers are what they are.
I mean, Justin Jefferson's only playoff game, he had 47 yards.
His only? What do you say to that, mouth?
Best receiver in the league.
What do you say to that?
That was with your boy, Steiny.
Shows you how important receivers are. Lose Ayuk, you probably won't even feel it.
Yeah.
That's my point. Think about this. The Minnesota Vikings had the best receiver in football and a top five quarterback and got to the postseason once.
Who was the top five quarterback?
Kirk Cousins.
Oh, my. That's what. But you need more than that. You need more than that, Steiny.
Exactly.
And the Niners have more than that.
Exactly. That's why he is more expendable than others, according to Lynch and Shanahan. Not me. Not me.
Wow. I just don't believe they're going to pull the trigger. I just.
Well, then why did you spend the first half hour talking about the
Niners? No, it's exciting, and I could be wrong. I'm not one of these dull Mr. Know-It-All Radio.
I'm not.
I'm letting you. We're slaves to the news. Filippone put his name on it. He feels like a deal is pretty much done. But until we get that announcement, partner, I don't believe the Niners are going to play roulette with this upcoming season. And
now,
I'm
let me
so
ask you a
sick
question.
And last thing, no. I'm so sick and tired of these wannabe GMs, the nerds that call and talk about the 28 payroll and what's going on in 27. That ain't my thing. My thing is what's going to happen week one against the Jets. Are the Niners going to finally get it across the goal line?
But I'd like to think at this point, you understand after watching what the Warriors did this offseason and what the Niners are trying to do now, that even though you don't care, they must care.
It's so hard when you bring up those two entities because the Warriors have won four titles.
That would be a reason why they should pay everybody, not why they shouldn't. The Niners haven't won, so why should they pay everybody?
If I'm Ayuk's girlfriend or his brother, I would say this to you. I'm going to say this to you. Why, when my brother wants to get his Skrilla that we think he's earned, even
though that's what you think. You're wrong.
Why,
how about that?
Why does that constitute the label of everyone? I'm one of your best top five players.
No, you're not.
So lose somebody else but me.
Well, they've decided they don't want to do that.
Well,
because it's more
you
important.
You could be right.
I am right. I am right. Where's the Shanahan you sound about right. Buckner that I got to play for the ninth time before it sinks in?
But somebody could make call and make the argument you haven't won because of that decision. Had you had a Buckner, he could have went Chris Jones and not the one, the two Super Bowls, and maybe in Philly when you got your quarterback hurt. Like, that's valid. When you don't win it, Steiny, and you keep coming up bridesmaid, I feel like anybody that wants to call this show and say the Niners should have kept Buckner, maybe that's why they don't have a Super Bowl. Tell that you got to give some credence to that thought.
I'm not going to give any credence to that. What I'm going to give credence to is you haven't won a Super Bowl, so why in the hell should we pay everybody?
But the point being, Steiny, had you paid Buckner,
oh, now we're going back to DeForest Buckner.
Well, you brought him up.
Well, that's right, because the 49ers made a decision that they needed to be healthier and better at other positions than the one Buckner played. And
the two guys you paid for Buckner, Ward and Armstead, are no longer even a part of your team.
Right.
So but that looks worse.
The decision-making was sound. What if Kinlaw, they would have made a better draft pick?
Well, what they if Pierce was Kinlaw? You know what I mean? What if all of a sudden your passing game is hurting? Is they're focused on Debo? Like, I'm just, hey, we can
you
do this
you want it both
day.
Ways. Then that's the problem. You want it both ways. You want
No, you sound like rip, you're talking to the Niners.
You want to rip the Niners for letting this happen, but in the same token, you're saying, well, you can't give him 30. Guess what? So what are you going to do?
Well, if we find out he's asking for 31 or 30, Steiny, then I'm saying, hey, I understand. But that part about Buckner, I just think it's valid until they win. You could sit here and argue and make an argument. Had they paid them, maybe their defense wins them one of those
and maybe,
Super Bowls.
Maybe
and
it NFC doesn't championship because games. They were weakened at other positions.
But right now, I think anybody that says that, you know what, my stance is right because they haven't won it.
With a 6'5", put this in your pipe and smoke it.
Give it to me.
If we would have kept DeForest Buckner, we would have never been able to get Christian McCaffrey. Thank you. I don't know what you mean,
but
yeah.
The Niners went to the Super Bowl without McCaffrey.
Oh, so they should just get rid of
him? I'm just putting that out there. Yeah. There is life pre-McCaffrey, and it was good life.
Oh, now
shout
it was
Kanye.
Good life. Okay.
Yeah. They were in the Super Bowl.
They've been in the Super Bowl twice.
Yeah. Well, they could have been there more.
Could have been there more.
What if they won the championship game? Or they're up 10 against the Rams?
You act as though this is like a... You act as though the 49ers are an expansion franchise.
Jimmy,
they've been knocking on the door four out of the last 5 years. They paid guys tons of money. They're now at a crossroads.
They have.
They're making decisions. Maybe they made a mistake.
Steiny. That's all. And I think maybe I hold them in higher regard than the team.
And Buckner was good, and he's gone. I mean, come on, Goo. It's pro sports. Can't pay everybody. They're going to be fine.
No, okay.
Bob in San Francisco.
Okay.
What's up, Bob? Help me.
Hey, as usual. As usual, you guys are the best.
Oh,
hey. Thanks, Bob.
I love the conversation, man.
Thank you.
Guru is exactly right, and I've got this point. If you had kept Buckner, you never would have been able to trade away two number ones for a guy that didn't even get on the field very much.
Yeah, let's bring up that. Wow. You know what?
But my point is this. The reason I called is I really hope Ayuk stays. I mean, he's so much a part of the team. He's a great player. Okay, maybe his head got a little fat. Whatever. But the fact is, he's important to this team. And as far as Purdy goes, he's already showing you what kind of quarterback he is. So whoever you have there, he's just going to make those guys better. Yeah, true, he stepped into a situation where we already had all pros. But again, I have to reiterate, those all pros were drafted. They became all pros.
Mm.
What sets this team a little different from the 80s and 90s Niners is that they signed those guys and kept them. These guys get signed, they become superstars, they end up leaving, right? So that's just the economics of the game itself, I suppose. But I just wish Brandon would kind of turn things around and say, okay, I'm going to stay. That's my point.
Yeah. Appreciate it, Bob. Great call. And I think that's off the board, Steiny, right? As far as Brandon saying, if they don't pay him, he ain't staying.
Well, you just said you don't believe in a million years that they would trade him. So which is it?
Well, I'm looking at it from in Brandon's shoes.
Okay.
I think he's hurt and pissed off. So he's not going to play for the fifth-year option. I don't believe okay, you're so in a Niner uniform.
So what can you do if you're in the Niners? Then if that's the case, what are they supposed to do? And I'm not saying they didn't botch it.
No.
I'm not saying they've handled it perfectly.
Scotty, maybe. I think you go back to the boardroom and see.
Give him 30.
Yeah. Well, not to Steph Curry, but 28.
Oh, now 28's
fine. Yeah, 27-5.
He's a third option on this team.
Number three.
I think he's number two.
Well, not anymore.
Why does Pittsburgh like him or covet him so much?
Because they stink.
No, Stoddy, they don't pay anybody. They made the playoffs.
You know what? They are a mediocre team every year. Oh, they made the playoffs. So does 16 other teams.
Summer.
Like, you, come on, Evan, tell them.
Tell you what, that guy should be on the hot seat.
Stop. You don't mean that. Tomlin?
You're right.
Right. Oh, man.
Never had a losing season.
He looks just like him.
Thank you, Drew. Don't care. You had 7 touchdowns. What are we talking about?
I hope
they trade him. I hope they get nothing back. And then I hope they win the Super Bowl.
And why would that make you happy?
Because it would just show you all don't know what you're talking about. That you can lose a guy and you can get better in other positions.
Well, the San Diego Padres this year lost Soto
and Bob Melvin,
and they're 10 games over 5. Who would have bet that? Like, how does that happen?
Well, you get
like, how do you lose?
Evan, help me.
No,
help him.
Like, I look at the standings like, guys might be onto something. How do you lose the likes of Soto and your manager, and now you're 10
over?
Their
manager. Yeah, he made a hell of a difference.
No, Evan,
Bob
for
Melvin,
real.
Please. Go
That's
ahead,
the
Evan.
Beauty of sports,
Tell
man.
Tell him about Arez and others.
Well, they got him.
We also Arise?
Got Arise.
There you go.
Well, he's a bad
I'm trying to get Arise out of you. That's why I said it wrong.
But you know
That's
what I mean, Evan?
Sometimes the game is not just about the game.
There you go, Goo. But there you go.
Okay, do you think he's a distraction? Oh, no, Ayuk.
Okay, well, you're answering your own question. Okay, you don't. I don't know.
But what Dallas I said,
what?
What's that?
Yeah, Dallas.
No, that place is about to, that's a dump. I'm telling you, Dak's going to be a Raider.
When?
Next
and
year.
And Wiggins is going to come around.
Well, hey, you better hope he does because he's yours right now.
Oh, boy.
How'd you bring the party down?
I'm not bringing the party
down.
You
did. You brought up Wiggins.
Team Canada just got eliminated, by the way.
Will we ever find out if he was told, hey.
He might have been the difference.
Man, Wiggins. He's got the talent.
All right, let's. Oh. Yeah.
What happened?
No, I was just going to go to a call, and they bagged. It's not like the show's going to come to a stop, though. I want to play Guru, put this in
we
your pipe and
sound.
Smoke it.
We need to use more sound.
Ocho Cinco going to shut you up right now.
Give it to me.
Nah, it's still there. It's still there. You got to think. They're losing one individual that is, I'm not saying this in a disrespectful way. It's a position that is replaceable. If you think about the NFL in general, receivers are a dime a dozen. The special ones are not. The top five, the top three, special. But everyone outside of that is replaceable. You can find and get that production from so many other players, especially maybe the ones that they're going to have fill that spot. The way their offenses run, they'll be fine. The way Shanahan calls plays, they'll be fine.
Now that means something to me, guys. Like, nothing to see here if Ayuk were traded. But
well,
Stoddy, it's harder than that. It's harder than that.
Work
though.
Under that premise.
And there was no, like, Richard Sherman, he's a Niner guy, and he wanted to go easy on him. That was somebody that I know had no dog in the fight, and he gave Kyle his propers, but are you really telling me Pearsall / Jennings and whomever can be what Brandon was becoming? An all-pro. He was an all-pro. Just let that sink in.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
Well, maybe the Niners
too. What matters to me, and only matters to me, is what Kyle thinks of Ayuk. Not what some rinky-dink sports writer in Kansas City thinks of Ayuk, who's seen him play 7 downs. Mm-hmm.
Man.
Oh, this is...
Give some more.
This is...
Mike Garofalo.
Mike Garofalo, Jeannie's brother, a great actress back in the... he works for NFL Network. Can you give some context here, Evan? Because I can't.
So this is from earlier today. This is on Inside NFL Training Camp. Mike Garofalo reporting on Brandon Ayuk, because there's been a lot of, you know, information swirling this morning about where's this guy, where's this information coming from? So people wondering, where's his agent? Well, he was actually at training camp, and Mike Garofalo was there to explain why.
Guys, it doesn't get much more awkward than this. I'm about to give you a Brandon Ayuk update, and if we get a little wide right here. Hi, Ryan.
Oh, God.
Brandon Ayuk's agent, Ryan Williams, is in attendance here at Raiders practice.
Can we ask him?
Why does he not have a microphone? Well, why does he not have a microphone in his hand? Well, because he's declining comment. I asked him to come join us, give us an update, give us the best information he could possibly give, and he's like, wow. Nope, I am not commenting. He did say to me, nothing is done. He also said, stop paying attention
Mike,
to everything you
yell
read
to
on
him.
X and think it's...
Ryan, if you could hear me, say something, yeah, Ryan.
He can hear me. That's what makes this so awkward. So I got to give you a Brandon Ayuk update. You know what? And if there's anything wrong with what I'm saying, just feel free to interject at any point. There is no deal for Brandon Ayuk to go anywhere as we sit here. I told you it doesn't get much more awkward than this. There is no deal. The 49ers had those trade talks with multiple teams, including the Pittsburgh Steelers, from what I understand. But there is no trade agreement in place. There is no contract finalized. We will continue to monitor the situation.
Who's your source, Mike?
To see where it goes from here. I wish this was my source. I wish this source would be on the record. He's got to go. He's very busy. He got a call. Who's on the phone?
This is like an action
show.
This is like an action show.
He's on the phone.
There is nothing done at this point. Again, I think we're getting close.
Yeah.
I really and truly, honestly believe that we are getting close. We are not there yet.
Nothing to see here.
Wow.
It's a simple game of hardball.
But what was the agent? I mean, what are you doing at the Raider practice?
He probably has other clients.
Well, I would assume. Well, nothing more urgent than pressing than Brandon Ayuk, but that's funny. You're right. I'm sure he does.
As long as he has a cell phone on him.
Yeah, you're right. All right. That's pretty good. Man.
Fun stuff.
I don't know how this makes the Niners better.
Well,
prepare for Saturday, which is not about wins and losses, but I do want to see Pearsall. Looks like we won't because of his shoulder. I don't know that for a fact. But good God, Matt, if the Niners this reeks of arrogance. If he's not asking for 30, I'm Team Ayuk because I think he deserves 28, 26 in that range.
29.5?
No, that's 30. So I wouldn't do that. But
it's 29.5.
Yeah,
okay, 29.
That's 30. I wouldn't go past 28, Stoney. So if he's asking
28,
for,
you wouldn't go 28-2.
No. See, look at you. Just like he loves this. I said what I said. But the bottom line is it reeks of arrogance if you think Ricky Pearsall, who you drafted and committee, can duplicate or be a threat like Brandon Ayuk.
That's the other
what
thing.
Happened?
That's what I want to add to what I wish happens. I hope he gets traded. I hope it's for a third-round pick and nothing else. Then I hope Ricky Pearsall wins the Rookie of the Year and the Niners win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
That's what I hope happens.
Yeah, them too, I'm sure.
All right, 888-957. It's 1 o'clock already.
Man.
How was your national night out? Oh, we got to go. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. That segment also brought to you by Robert Half.
I live with these people. I love these people. They're part of my family.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.